Welcome to the top stories today, from the Financial Times. First up, the US is delaying a deal to remove Trump-era tariffs on UK steel and aluminium, because of Washington's concerns about London's threats to change post-Brexit trading rules in Northern Ireland. Brussels and Washington have repeatedly warned London that unilaterally changing the EU-UK accord that sealed Britain's exit from the bloc in 2020 could threaten peace on the island of Ireland. Next, the US has identified its first reported case of COVID-19 caused by the Omicron coronavirus variant, with health officials confirming that an individual in California had tested positive. The US Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said on Wednesday that the variant was discovered in an individual who returned from South Africa on November 22, 2 days before the variant was first reported to the World Health Organization by the country. And now, Turkey's finance minister has resigned and been replaced by a loyalist to President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, amid a sharp plunge in the lira. Lütfi Elvan, who was seen as the last remaining voice of economic orthodoxy in the Turkish leader's cabinet, asked to be relieved of his duties, according to the country's official gazette. And finally, KPMG has told its UK auditors that they will be expected in the office or at client sites 4 days a week in the future, in a bid to ensure its work is up to standard after a string of investigations and fines in recent years. The policy will be closely watched by other large accounting and consulting groups, which have offered staff significant flexibility even after COVID-19 restrictions were eased this year. That's it for now, from this episode of the Top Stories Today, read aloud by Microsoft Azure AI. Let us know what you think of this experimental digest by filling out a survey at ft.com/topstoriestoday, or emailing your thoughts to topstoriestoday@ft.com. Thanks for listening.